Shalom to all! Today's office is Yerushalmi Arla Daf Beis, and we are starting about the sixth line with the words Ma'ushayu Asur Mishum Gezel, and Avil Nsurus Daf. It's on Aleph Amud Beis, about halfway through the Amud, and today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And then we're asking another question. Ma'ushayu Asur Mishum Gezel, what about these fruits that are growing on these trees that were not planted for the fruit? They were planted just for the wood or for siyug. He just wanted it as a fence. Are these fruits Asur because of Gezel? Is another person not allowed to take them? Maybe there's no problem because the person only wants the wood. And the answer is, isn't the wood usher because of gazelle? Obviously, the fellow wants the wood, he wants it as his fence, and by the same token, he also wants the fruit, because the fruit is part of the wood, it's part of the tree, and it's part of the fence. So one's not allowed to take the fruit. And we continue, Matsri Chalei, what's his question in regards to? Kigan, for example, Ilin Tusaya, these berry trees, delight Yisbahin Mamesh, that they are really not important. The berries that grow on the trees don't last for very long, and they get ruined very quickly. They can't be considered as part of the bush or as part of the tree and part of the fence. And so maybe those berries don't have an issue of gazelle, and somebody else is allowed to take them, and the Gemara doesn't answer his question. On to another question, here's the proper girsa. Rimin shenata l'shem rimin. He planted a rimin tree, which we don't know what this is, but it's some sort of tree that this fruit is not important, it's not chashuv, and he planted the tree for the rimin. Usually, people plant these rimin trees for the wood, not for the fruit, but he planted it for the fruit. Or benois hadas shenata l'shem benois hadas. He planted hadas trees, myrtles, in order to use them for the berries, and it's the same thing. People don't usually use the berries. The question is, are these fruits that grow chayv and meiser or not? And it's an ayatani that those that teach chayv, that they're chayv and meiser, and it's an ayatani pater, those that teach that are pater and meiser. Now, Amar Chesi explains, Mandamar chayv, the one who holds these are chayv and meiser, that's referring to b'makom shev mishamrim, that this is a place where the majority of people are mishamir. They plant these trees and raise them in order to harvest the fruit or these berries, and that's why in this particular case, the berries are going to be chayv and meiser. Now, Rabbi Yossi asks a fun question, in b'makom shev mishamrim, if you're going to tell me this is a place where the majority of people are mishamir these trees, they want them for their berries or for their fruits, so lomeli chishev, why do we have to say that the guy planted it dafka for the berries? Even if he didn't plant it dafka for the berries, the majority of people in this area plant them for the berries anyway, and his das should be batal. Do we say this by olive and fig trees, that the only time the fruit is going to be chayv and meiser is if he had machshava, he planted these trees dafka for their fruit? Obviously not. The standard is that the olives and figs from these trees are for their fruits, and of course they're going to be chayv and meiser, and it should be the same thing Rabbi Yossi is asking. If this is a place that roiv are mishamrim, most people raise these trees for their fruits or berries, so of course they're going to be chayv and meiser. There's no chiddush in that. Based on top, so he explains, El or rather, afilu mechza mishamrim, mechza she'en mishamrim, the chiddush is, even if some people are mishamrim, some people aren't, if this fellow had the machshava that he wants to be mishamrim them, even though this is not the standard, and not everyone does it, then they will be chayv and meiser. Now, Amar of Masya, or of Masya explains differently, min de basrasa, really the whole chiddush is in a later brisa that talks about this, makum she'en roiv mishamrim, afilu chishev pater. That's proper girsa, not afilu lo chishev, but afilu chishev pater. In other words, it could be that the first brisa we mentioned, most people are mishamer. The chiddush is in a different brisa regarding makom she'ein mishamrim, that even if this fellow does want them, they're still pater for meiser, because we say batal daita itzokal adam, and most people don't want them, and so even though this fellow's interesting and he wants them, they're still not chav in meiser. Moving on to discuss something else. Rabbi Yechon says b'shem Rav Shimon Yoy Tzadok, gefen she'olas makom charshen, if a grapevine grew in a makom charshen, which means in a foresty area, a place that's far away from yishuv, it's growing in the wild. Patur min arla, it's pater from arla. And Rabbi Yossi says, afilu nata, that's even if he planted it there. A person went and planted this vine in this makom charshim, in this forest, the fruit is still pater from arla. As somewhere about Tanina, we learned, ha'olam e'elav chayv ba'arla. If something grew on its own, it's chayv in arla. And for sure, if he planted it, it's going to be chayv in arla. I think our answer is no. Taman mishanata makom yishuv. Over there, it's talking about where he planted it, or even if it grew on its own, but it's in a makom yishuv. It's in an inhabited place. And so, of course, the fruit growing here is going to be eaten, and people are going to use it, and that's why it has a din of arla. Bram hacha, however, over here. Meaning when we say something growing in the forest is not chayv in arla, it's shenata makom charshin, it's where he planted it or it grew on its own in this wild area, and it's not really meant lachila, it's not meant for eating, and therefore it's not chayv in arla. Now Amar Blezer, he explains how the tamer this is only said b'she'ena oisek de tefelasa, that's only if it doesn't produce enough fruits to make all the investment into it worthwhile. Namely, if it's going to cost too much money to take all this fruit and schlep it from the forest into the city and go through all the processing, so then the fruit isn't chayv in arla, because we would say it's obviously not for its fruit, it's way too expensive to take care of all this fruit and process it. But if this vine is going to produce enough to make all the investment into it worthwhile, even though he's going to have to schlep it from the forest to the city and whatnot, chayeva, so in this situation, it is chayv in arla. And moving on to another situation, Rav Chana asked the following question, Esrog shenata l'mitzvasai, ma'u she'i chayv ba'arla. Let's say he planted an esrog tree just for the mitzvah. He just wanted these esrogim for sukkahs, for the dalin minim. Do these esrogim have a din of arla? Or maybe not. Maybe since he's not eating them, they're just for the mitzvah, perhaps they're not chayv in arla. So Chaz Rav Chana va'amar, then Rav Chana went back and said, Esrog shenatal l'mitzvah say chayv ba'arla. An Esrog that was planted for its mitzvah is chayv in arla. Ask Gemara, why would that be? V'loy kein taninan. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah? V'lekach tamuchem v'loy min ha-mitzvah. That it says in regards to the Esrog of Sukkos, you shall take for yourself. And this tells us not from mitzvah, meaning you're not allowed to use ma'aser sheni money to buy an Esrog. It has to be lachem, your own personal money. And by that same token, it says shalay shanim ye lachem arelim. For 3 years, it should be lachem arelim. And since this isn't lachem, rather he planted the tree for the mitzvah of Esrog. Perhaps here too, there's no issue of arla. However, the response to that is Taman over there, lakachtem lachem bedamim loyman mitzvah. When we're talking about Esrog, it means that you have to use your own money and not mitzvah money when you buy the Esrog for yourself. Ramach, however, here, in regards to arla, we're understanding the word lachem differently. Kamada tamar gabe shayfar, just like in regards to shayfar, it says, yom teruah yia lachem, the Rosh Hashanah is a yom teruah for you, and that means mikol makom, in any situation, in any place, this day must be guarded, it must be kept as a yom teruah. So v'kai, same over here, shalosh shanim yia lachem arelim lo yachel mikol makom. When the pasuk says that 3 years shall be for you, arelim, that means in all situations, all times, all places, you have to guard these first 3 years of fruit, and they're considered arel for you. And therefore, even if it's planted for a mitzvah, you just want it for Esrog, it's still going to have a din of arla. So we continue asking, Gimel Amar Alpha on top, Ma Bein Oil Mishan Paris of Eitzim, what's the difference between this and guarding the trees just for their wood? We said in the Mishnah, if you plant it for Siyag or Kairos and you don't want the fruit, so the fruit doesn't have a din of arla. Why are we saying that when you're planting it for the mitzvah and you're not interested in eating it, that it would be Chayv and arla? And the answer is, Kashem Shu writes a Piryai, Kachu writes a Be'etzai. The same way that he wants the fruits, he wants the wood. In other words, when he's planting it for its wood, his das isn't on the pre whatsoever. He doesn't want the fruit at all, and therefore the fruit has the same din as the tree. Both of them are just meant for his siyag, for his fence. Ramach, however, over here, writes a Huapiryai, Ve'ena writes a Be'etzai. He wants the fruit and he doesn't want the wood. He doesn't want to cut down the Esrei tree and use the wood for something. He dafka wants the tree to stay and he only wants the fruit. So here, since the whole reason why he's planting the tree is for the fruit so that he could use it for the mitzvah, but again, he wants the fruit. That's why when he's planting the Esrei tree for the mitzvah, it's chayv in arla. We continue, Va'ayr min adah, also from the following, Damar Chanina Chanina says, pre, when we talk about Esrei, it says the word pre. Name Amar Eitzai, Ein Adam Yotze Ba'idei Chavase B'chag. If you're going to call it Eitzai, if the determination of the tree is going to be that it's a tree and therefore it's not going to be chayv in arla, well, person's not going to be able to use his chiv of Esrog on Sukkos with it because it's not considered a pre. It has to be considered a pre. And once you're considering it a pre, so it's going to be chayv in arla. I would suggest, madamila, what's comparable to this? Zayas shenote lahadlik by b'chanukah, an olive tree that was planted with express purpose that the olives are going to be used for oil for Chanukah. However, Amar Yisrael Rabbon, Yisrael Rabbon says, Zedvar Tyra v'zem medivreihem, va'at Amar Hachin? This is medaraisa and this is medrabanan. You're saying this? Meaning, how can you suggest these are comparable? An Esrog tree planted for the mitzvah of Esrog is medaraisa, and an olive tree planted for olive oil meant to be used for Chanukah is midrabanon. These are two different things. So we say, you're right, ma'adamila, what's it comparable to? Zayas shenote lahadlik bais ha-menorah, an olive tree that was planted that the olives should be used to light the menorah in the base of Mikdash. Zedvar Tyra v'zedvar Tyra. Both are midaraisa. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.